Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In 2013, a young woman named Amanda was on her way to work when she decided to stop at a local Dunkin' Donuts for a treat. She pulled into the parking lot, went inside, and when she returned to her car with her donut and coffee, she noticed there was a white envelope stuck on her windshield underneath the windshield wiper. She pulled it out and opened it up, only to discover $40 in cash and a handwritten note. On that note, it simply said, "When your hero comes home, take him out for dinner. And thank you for your service. Sincerely, a United States veteran." This anonymous gift giver must have noticed on the back of Amanda's car was a bumper sticker that simply read, "Half of my heart is in Afghanistan." Well, she shared this story with others, and as can be expected, the story and its kindness spread about, and so local news sources picked up the story, and it went viral. This anonymous gift giver and his generous offering and his kind act were never lifted up in order that that gift giver might come forward, but only to lift up that that kind of kindness, whether we know the giver or not, is something that makes a difference in the lives who receive it. For it was encouragement. It brought comfort and joy to the one who received it. It is this notion of a suitable offering that is at the heart of why God sends his prophet Micah to speak to God's people. You see, God's people have come so far. There have been promises that have been fulfilled right in front of their eyes from generations before and even in this current time. And there has been a promise of a future and hope. And yet God's people's words and actions seem short-sighted. In fact, it's like God's people are stuck, caught up in what they think they have to do to please God, and exaggerating those offerings in such a way that they've lost sight of why it is one offers up a gift to God in the first place. Instead of offering gifts from a place of humility and genuine giving, rather there is this inflated sense of what it is that God has called them to do. It's so beyond the scope of what God has asked that Micah must speak a word of truth and a word of honesty that is to the heart of what it means to offer up a gift to God. So we can hear the exasperation in Micah's words today. We can hear how it is that he echoes the ruminations happening in the minds of God's people in this time. He says this, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down and offer up a gift, an offering to God? Shall I bring burnt offerings?" God's people wonder. No, I will bring a calf, a year old. Yes, that will be suitable as a gift. No, it doesn't seem like enough. I know, thousands of rams. No, not enough. 10,000 rivers of oil. Yes, that seems like it would be enough. No, wait. Is God asking of me to offer up my firstborn? No, not that. Not as offering for my transgressions. Micah says, "Whoa, dial it back, people. You are going way too far. 10,000 rivers of oil? I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? God already has rivers of oil. And the offering up of a child, a firstborn? Well, God is not asking that either. And yet, God's people were going about these extravagant acts." Once again, you can hear the exasperation of Micah. Micah says, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? Micah really shouldn't have to go any further. God's people should know because of that covenant and the gifts of the commandments that have been given. Love God, love your neighbor, serve one another. And yet, he has told you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? It's as if God's people need it spelled out once again, what it is to offer a gift to God. Some of you perhaps know that Oli and Lena celebrated an anniversary this past week. You see, Oli forgot the anniversary, and so Lena was very disappointed in him, but she offered him another chance. Lena said, "Oli, in the morning when I wake up, I want to see a gift in the driveway, and I want that gift to go from 0 to 200 like that." Seemed clear, right? Went to bed and woke up in the morning. Oli had to go to work early, and so Lena woke up excited to look out her window, and sure enough, there was a gift in the driveway. It wasn't exactly what she thought, but it was a gift. It was wrapped beautifully, and she went out to the driveway and took the gift into the house and unwrapped it carefully. What could this be? 0 to 200. Opened it up. It was a bathroom scale. Oli has not been seen since Friday. Sometimes we miss the boat or the car when it comes to the gifts that we offer. Sometimes we misunderstand how it is that we can offer a gift out of a genuine place or an appropriate gift that is to acknowledge the giving of the other or the gifts we appreciate. Jesus understands that we, in our place of brokenness at times, misunderstand the relationship that God has with us. That first, God gives us the greatest gift of his grace, and it is out of that grace that we serve and we give to the other. Jesus says it very clearly today in our gospel, "Go and learn. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." There is grace in knowing that we continue to live each day in the mercy of Christ, and it is out of that place of grace that we are able then to give to others. We are nearing a season of giving. In fact, I don't want to cause any panic in the room, but we are only 44 days away from Christmas. If you didn't already get the message from all of the ads on television and all of the ways in which we are sucked into the displays in the stores, it's as if Christmas is right around the corner. Now, I'm no Scrooge, and if you've already decorated your Christmas tree, fantastic. But in fact, we are entering into a time when we can get so out of sorts about all the expectations or what it is that we are to be required to give to others. In this giving, we sometimes lose that perspective, but we always are drawn back, especially in these times of worship, to where it is that our giving finds its greatest joy and glory. Where we find that sorts of joy and glory, of course, is in this response to Jesus' grace. And in that promise, we continue to look forward. It is Micah this day who is already pushing us toward that celebration on December 25th. Did you hear his words, his prophetic voice? Words that will be recited at Christmas programs and Christmas worship services. "For you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you who are of the little clans of Judah, from you will come from me one of old who is to rule the people, Israel, your people." This foreshadowing to an event we will celebrate with great joy reminds us of how God works in the most surprising of places. And through unexpected people in unexpected times, that there is a gift in that surprise. And as we look to the celebrations we gather for in just a couple of weeks, whether Thanksgiving or in our Advent and Christmas, why we can hear these words of Micah, that no matter the season, we are called to be people who give, who are generous and honest in our giving in such a way that it comes from a genuine place of gratitude. What does it look like for us to be people living out the words of Micah? What is it that truly gives God glory? It is in the moments when you use your time to lose yourself in the care of your friends and your family. What is a suitable offering to God? It is the extension of your gifts and talents, your God-given gifts and talents that help the stranger or the neighbor in need. What gives God glory? What does justice look like? It is in the compassionate advocacy of those among us who are voiceless. You know what is good. God is good. God is justice. God is mercy and grace. God continues to forgive you and offer you light and life. And in that comes a place of humility, so then what pours out of you is that reflection of grace toward others. What does the Lord require of you? Simply your forgiven, grace-filled life, offered in the places and toward the people for whom there is great need. This is good and acceptable. This is a gift and an offering we offer this day and each day through the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.